And now, I'd like to show my love by making for you a Quebec pizza.
What's that?
Pop-Tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Daniel Parmack, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Where that man is fucking an animal.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 104 for Christmas, December 25th, 2014. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like Tunes, NFL Easy Picks, and Trendy Mobile Technology. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School, and before I get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is a site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. OldSchoolMovies2@gmail.com. You can tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's OldMovies, D-O-T-net, hashtag O-S-A-T-M. So without further ado, let's introduce our panel for this week. Episode 81 in a row, heavy set.
Did you say NFL Easy Picks?
I possibly might have said, yeah, NFL Easy Picks.
NFL.
On the Trending Topics Network.
Back on the Trending Topics Network.
He's back and better than ever. Yeah, I'm back and making things better.
Wow.
How does it feel to be back, man?
It's great. It's coming back home.
He's coming home. He's coming home.
Oh yeah, that's going to be in this week on NFL Easy Picks. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, it's coming back home to the house I helped build.
Yeah, man. It's full circle. You're coming back. Absolutely. It's great to have you, man. We've also got Kembo Trek.
You can say he's Hulk Hogan coming back to the WWE.
Possibly. He's more of a CM Punk. We've got Carp.
Merry Christmas, mofos.
And we've got
Cock Talk.
Respect the cock.
You know what? That sounds like Optimus Prime saying it. That first
By any chance, did you guys hear that Optimus Prime fucking blasting of the girl who did the selfie with him?
What?
I mean, Megatron.
Yeah, hold on. I'm putting that up.
I didn't know this.
I think it's got like all kinds of hits too. It's already at 2.4 million. Okay, here we go. Girl taking a selfie with Megatron, he freaks out.
Selfie!
You will not receive a selfie so long as you stand before me with your ridiculous furred hoodie. When will you learn that your status updates mean zero to nothing to anyone ever? It doesn't matter which social network you posted on. Worthless. Use your mind. Create new memories. Interact. Don't just add it to a library of forgotten photographs.
Okay.
Ugh, how disappointing your generation is.
He's fucking, I was
awesome. That is amazing.
All right, let's get into the news for this week.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
I mean, is there anything else besides the Sony hack? Because we have to just break this down. It has just turned into a clusterfuck for these guys. Before we break down specifics, I mean, is there any way that you guys can see them coming out not looking like total douchebags?
Well, you know, it's freedom of expression, and they're like, nope, well, I'm sorry, I guarantee you there's something on one of them that's like, he murders babies and eats them or something.
Here's the problem.
They're looking at losing $75 million on that movie, and then there's even more demands by these Guardians of the Peace.
They can't win, that's the problem. If they actually go ahead and release it, which they can't because the theaters don't want it. All the theaters pulled out. So what are they going to do? Some limited release in three screens? The second it gets on those screens, it's getting pirated. They're losing their money.
No, I would say go VOD.
They're going to make fucking nothing off VOD compared to theatrical.
Yeah, but they can't do theatric. The people say they don't want it. What you could say is if you don't want this, and they could do like this ultimatum saying, if you don't take the interview, we won't give you... I don't know. The Lord of the Rings,
okay,
whatever.
And say if
but they
don't
do that. They won't do it.
But if they do it and somebody gets shot, it's over. But the fact that they didn't do it, now you got the president weighing in. It's insane. Okay, let's break down the timeline for you, okay? So we'll start off December 7th, December 17th. U.S. government officials indicate North Korea did appear to have been centrally involved in the Sony hack, which I think is complete bullshit. Let's start with that. In my opinion, I mean, I have no background information. I'm just pure speculation here. But my guess, from what they said about the attacks, independently, people are saying you had to have known some of the passwords. They were hard-coded into the malware.
It's an inside job.
Nobody mentions that 5,000 Sony employees were laid off recently.
I know.
Nobody mentions that. No, it's fucking North Korea. Right away, it's North Korea. I don't know.
But it's not – how can I say? It can't be North Korea. North Korea is so closed off from the rest of the world. Very few people actually have the technology to be able to do this kind of thing in North Korea.
You'd be surprised. They do have like a hacker team.
Yeah, they've apparently there's guys who have defected from North Korea to South, and they're like, oh yeah, I was trained as a hacker, and that the stuff they have is just like mind blowing how good they
are. I didn't know that. So, well, thanks, Carp.
So let's trust the U.S. government here for a second. I tried to say that without laughing, but let's trust them and take them for the benefit of the doubt. North Korea is involved. Okay, so they're saying. December 17th, U.S. government officials indicate that North Korea appeared to have been centrally involved in the Sony hack. Only a few days after Sony's sweeping cancellation of the movie, the studio David Boy says in multiple interviews that although the interview doesn't yet have a viable platform, Sony wants people to see it. So apparently they're saying Sony wants people to see it. Then Sony Pictures Entertainment threatened Twitter with legal action because users were tweeting the studio's leaked emails. But it's the wrong fucking thing to do, by the way. Let's cut it right there. So I know it's not like Twitter show or the computer tech. Let's just start right away. Threatening to fucking sue people is not going to work. Look at how great the music industry did it. You can't fight the information. It's going to go out. You just got to deal with it. Agree, disagree.
Oh, yeah. In the modern technical era, everything's going to get out no matter what. So
you can't silence the public. It's not going to happen.
Apparently, some of the emails between Sony and some actors and some bigwigs are freaking hilarious. Like, there was an email going around about the Jump Street guys joining Men in Black to make some sort of crossover movie, and Jonah Hill's all like, yeah, that sounds totally awesome, dude. I can't wait for it.
Well, I mean, yeah, what is he going to say? No to fucking it's going to be good money.
He said, like, here's the idea, money. That's all apparently the first email.
Pretty much. Going down the timeline. In an email to former Columbia Pictures honcho, Sony co-chair Amy Pascal wrote she thought Idris Elba should be the next James Bond. Didn't somebody say that? I remember myself saying that.
I don't know if it was you. That's been a rumor. That's been a rumor for a long time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's been a rumor since, like, Quantum.
Even before Daniel Craig?
Yeah, I remember hearing those rumors before.
He was on the shortlist before Daniel Craig, yeah.
And by the way, the Bond script got leaked in one of those emails.
Any good?
I haven't read it. I don't believe in reading that stuff. Okay, also, Business Insider reported the leaked emails show Facebook Mark Zuckerberg trying to stop the social network in its tracks, but Sony execs didn't let up. I said to Zuckerberg when he tried to stop the social network, no one wants their sophomore year in college examiner portrayed. That's kind of interesting. I thought he wouldn't have got into it, but that's kind of interesting he tried to stop it. What do you guys think about that?
I'm sure when he initially signed over the rights for the likeness of him being on a film, he was like, oh yeah, I'm going to make more money because billions isn't enough. And then he's like, oh no, what have I done?
Well, yeah, because he wasn't portrayed in a positive light.
I call bullshit on this.
The one good thing I'd say, even if it is legit, is that he did adapt. Like his asshole, standoffish, closed-minded, kind of introvert persona, he did change big time because of this. And I think he actually grew as a public speaker and as a CEO because of it. So I think it actually benefited him. Next tidbit here. As news of Sony hack-related woes continued to spread, other studios and distributors took precautions. New Regency and Fox ducked out of their own North Korea-themed project.
The word would be Regency.
Oh, New Regency and
New
Fox.
New Regency, ducked. You said. Like,
I didn't see right.
Ronald Regency.
America! Regency!
Now you're just North getting as bad as AA Andy Anderson there.
Yeah, man. I got Anderson disease. A feature titled Pyongyang apparently was in the works, and they got the fuck out of there quick, guys.
I'm disappointed that we're not going to see a re-release of Team America.
Yeah, I mean, even that's pussy-ish. I mean, I think Paramount's a pussy to not let it. I mean, the movie's 10 years old. So they don't, there's no financial hindrance, and like not like Sony where they would lose a lot of money with a limited release. In this case, it doesn't bother them at all, but it's just, we'll get into our opinions of the fact that they did it and should they have done it and stuff like that. But I just want to continue on along the timeline. Variety reports that Sony could lose up to $75 million over the interview's terror-induced snuff job. Insurance will reportedly cover an undisclosed portion of the production and promotion costs. How much do you think the insurance covers?
Well, there's maybe 80% at best.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say more like 50.
It depends on like what kind of deal Sony has with the insurance companies, obviously.
It's interesting, though. They said 75. Wasn't the budget 40 for this?
42, but they took in the budget and a half there for advertising.
The advertising is not counted.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why they it's the same thing with Blair Witch Project. They're like, oh, the cheapest film ever made, but it also took like $4 million in advertising. So like that's bullshit. Yeah. So they never say how much the budget was for advertising until after the fact, usually.
Which, by the way, means that Lone Ranger lost even more money.
Yeah, that, oh my God. Okay, continuing along the timeline here. MPAA, Mississippi State Attorney General, equals Google trouble. Outside of the movies and its stars, the Sony hack also revealed emails that reportedly detail a slew of sketchy anti-piracy projects between figures in Hollywood. In a blog post, Kent Walker, Google's SVP and General Counsel, wrote off the Motion Picture Association of America's alleged attempt to bring back the Stop Online Piracy Act, a failed piece of legislation that would have led to censorship across the web by requiring search engines to strip out links, piracy sites, among other things, through non-legislative means. Walker added that the MPAA had its guns pointed at Google since the internet titan helped squash SOPA in the name of keeping the internet censor-free amongst 3 years ago. I think that's all big companies where Google is the central search hub, right? So if you can cut their balls off, you can cut the balls off of the majority of the internet, at least short term. So I understand why they're doing it. They're a publicly traded company. Their job is to make as much money for the shareholders as possible, but you're fighting an uphill battle. It's not going to work. What do you guys think about that?
The internet's never going to be censored. It's that simple.
Yeah. Continuing along, cancellations. After receiving threats referencing 9/11, Sony quickly gave its blessing to theater owners who don't want to screen a controversial comedy, The Interview. Gave its blessing to theater owners to allow them to refuse showing the film. I mean, I understand why they did it. And we're just talking about financially here. Two reasons. One, if it's a limited release, they're going to make a lot less money. Two, if there's any liability, there's liability involved if they force the theater owners to do it and something does happen, their public credibility, it's already in the fucking shitter.
They'll also be sued. They'll be sued for sure.
Absolutely. It's a lose-lose. They're pussies if they don't release it, and they're the devil if they do and something happens. If you were in those shoes, Cart, would you release it?
If I were part of a large cinema chain, probably not. But if I were independent, for sure, I would release it. Or they got to try and do something. I mean, you can't take the loss on this. I think if they edit it, that would be the wrong thing. You know what? They're giving in to terrorists, and it's that simple.
What would you do? You're head of Sony. How do you fix it? I make you CEO tomorrow. How do you fix it?
Well, first of all, I get a better team to work at my company so that this hacking shit stops.
You invest in a firewall and don't allow all traffic in.
I honestly,
and put passwords.
I would release it, and I don't.
Okay, you would release it. Can you elaborate? There's a different ways. What do you mean? Free?
How would you
give a torrent?
Whoever
VOD?
Wants to. No, I put it in a large. I put it in a nationwide release.
Yeah, but if they don't want to screen it.
Well, if they're at the point, that's their option, but I guarantee you there's some company that's a lot more independent than, let's say, Cineplex. A place like Guzzo would be like, yeah, sure, bring it on.
Well, they already did that. They're going to screen it in just a few screens in the States. Apparently it's still opening.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I heard that those theaters were just reading the script or some bullshit.
No.
It'd be a limited release.
No, they're limited release.
They're showing it. Yeah, they're showing it the same day. So Old School, they are doing your plan already.
And Will.
I happen to see a post by, of all people, was by Michael Moore, because I guess he owns his own movie theater, and I know he says he's showing it, and I know there's a bunch of other a movie theater showing it too, but I don't know if it's more the little more smaller mom and pop movie theaters or there's any type of chains doing it.
Old School, how can I help you?
All right. You're the CEO. Okay, I just fired Carp. He's garbage.
All right.
I put you in charge. Yes. How do you fix this?
I wait a year to show it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's happened before. Many times.
But there's threats. Apparently the North Korean whatever group says they have it and they're just going to release it. Or no, it was Anonymous said they have it.
Okay, fine. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But it's still not – look, things do get pirated. However, we've noticed that – how can I say, if your film drags butts to the seats, even a pirated copy will not stop them from being dragged. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So if you wait a year, and a year later, they'll have proven that it's not North Korea, they'll have found who it is, it doesn't have to be true, we don't even know if this is true, but in any case, in a year from now, it'll be better, they will, and the fact that there's this controversy will be like, you can finally watch this film, and you release it. By releasing it here, like in a limited release, I think that's not worked well. I would just wait to do a big thing about it later.
Okay, you lost all the buzz. You're fired. You're gone. Heavy set. You're now the CEO. What do you do?
The stock right now is just plummeting with the amount of CEOs that you're hiring and firing.
Like, time to buy. Time to buy.
Buy, man.
Sony's going to have to re-release the Walkman to all the fucking hipsters to make their money
back.
Dude,
if I made you CEO, I would deserve to be fired.
You release it. I mean, to me, they're giving it to terrorism. It's that simple.
No, wait, but that's what I don't get, Carb. They are releasing it. I don't understand what your solution is.
No, I'd still do the large release.
Yeah, but you can't
force the change.
How do you force
the change to do it?
So then, yeah, you can. You say, if you don't take it, you're not going to have anything else.
Superman versus Batman or whatever.
Yeah, fuck you. You're going to have nothing.
Okay, but is that what you're saying, Carb? You actually would strong-arm them into showing it to them?
Hell yeah.
Okay, that would fire you.
He's going Team America.
With all the buzz that's happening, ticket sales would increase.
For sure, but I think they would still increase in your...
Nobody's going to die. Fuck, no. You're good.
Like, the only chance of something actually happening is if you have some psychopath like that fucking kid in Colorado for Dark Knight.
Yeah, Dark Knight, yeah. So.
I mean, what are the odds here? What are the odds some American with a gun and a fucking bad temper? I mean, there's no way.
That's a joke. Right, Old School? The odds are pretty fucking high. It's scary.
Yeah, the problem is you might have imitators, and right now, because of the buzz... They do have fucking North Korea.
Yeah, it turns out like that, I know.
Okay, so Heavy, they're both fired. You're CEO. What do you do? Are you still there, buddy? I guess he's on mute or something. All right, you can't talk, so you're fired. And Kev's the last guy. You're now the CEO, Kev.
Bam!
What do you do?
I get the rights to Resident Evil and release that instead.
You fucking asshole.
No.
I think Sony already has the international rights to it.
Fucking asshole.
Honestly, I think, because the thing... There's no easy solution, and I actually think Will had a pretty good idea on what to do.
The delay, you think the delay?
Because I think you try forcing theaters to release it, and I think the publicity would absolutely destroy Sony if they tried to force theaters by withholding their big project. So I think you wait, like Will said, give it time. Maybe a lot of it'll pass over. And then you try releasing it.
Do you think the president has a right to weigh in on this? Like, or just, well, I guess he does.
Was a threat from North Korea.
But that's alleged, by the way. But I mean, it's a slapstick movie. You know what I mean? It's a hack on a Japanese company. Why is the president getting involved?
Sorry, you're totally right. Sony, but I think he's referring to Sony of America.
And I think it has to do with like the theater owners, like the fear, like the fear that it's causing, and he kind of wants to try to dampen that fear.
But you're right. It's a Japanese company. I had not thought of that angle. You're right.
I don't think he's wrong to weigh in. Is he right? I'm not sure, but I don't think he's necessarily doing anything bad by weighing in.
And we've also got we've got the threats. They're going to make 9/11 level attacks. Theaters back out. Now you got Anonymous on this, and Anonymous is pissed off against what's called the GOP or the Koreans or whatever, and they're going to go after them. And apparently, North Koreans been offline for like 3 days or something without internet.
Well, it was only 9 hours, but yeah. Where I play volleyball on Sundays, there's a guy who knows a hacker, and he's like he's saying he guarantees that they're all talking about let's get these fuckers offline. This is causing a lot of more stress than it needs to for everybody, you know. So the hackers are going to go after them, try and get them down, because you know they're impeding freedom of expression. They're shutting down what, you know, my right to. They're trying to create censorship, if they're just demanding this movie be shut out now, what are they going to demand in the future?
That's the problem. It's the precedent it sets. You're right, absolutely. You know, if somebody doesn't like some anti-Muslim movie, oh, we're going to blow everything up. You can't air it.
Exactly.
Anti-Jew, we're going to blow everything up.
It's just trying to instill fear into people. Sony's worried because they're based in Japan, so they don't want missiles flying over them, but it's not going to happen. Like, I can't see it happening. North Korea is not going to fucking risk a nuclear war over a movie where it straight up says, like, yo, this is satire.
Yeah, it's not fucking worth it. You guys hear any other good stories? I know apparently Kanye West is pitching a movie. They want to do a Destiny's Child movie. James Bond stuff got released. What else? Anything else of interest that you've heard about? Oh, Ghostbuster rumors as well.
There's a Spider-Man crossover rumor that they grabbed.
Yeah, that's big. Yeah. That's fucking huge,
yeah.
Will.
That's the one where it would be they would want Spider-Man in Avengers, but it would not be played by Andrew Garfield. Is that the rumor?
Yeah, they don't want Garfield.
I really like that. That's a good
fire's fucking
ass. The utter brilliance of Channing Tatum's email writing. We got, all in caps, we got Kate Blanchett with this box office. Bitches! In all capital. And then it's followed by like 50 ha 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 ha. But it's all very, it's like three H's and two A's.
From who?
Channing Tatum.
No, but who replied? It's one letter.
That's an email he wrote about the potential next sequel.
Of 23 Jump Street?
Yeah.
Blanchett?
He was over the moon to see how well the buddy cop comedy sequel did upon this weekend opening. He wrote, "We got Kate Blanchett with this box office, bitches. Ha 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 ha." And apparently it's like almost two pages of just ha 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 ha.
But you know what? I like that. Carb, don't you like that? That's going to show you.
I find it hilarious. Another thing that came out was the gender pay problem there. How Jennifer Lawrence made a shitload less money than all the guys on American Hustle.
Ooh, wait. Yeah. What about McAdams there? No, what's the name of the other ones? Amy Adams.
Well, it just says Lawrence, I think.
Okay.
Oh, no. Jennifer Lawrence
She got fucked, too.
Received less back-end compensation for American Hustle than the male stars did.
Do we know the numbers?
It says they're earning only 7 points to Bradley Cooper, so I guess whatever, however they... Whatever system they use, so.
I see.
Will Ferrell apparently going to be Donald Sterling in movies?
That sounds awesome. That is amazing news.
the one messed up thing, you know, the CEO, Amy Pascal, talking about, like, Obama's favorite movies, that was fucking sketchy.
You think it's not real? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying, like, that's like, oh, man, that's, like, cringeworthy. Whereas saying his favorite movies are Django Unchained, 12 Years a Slave, and Ride Along.
No,
like,
but it makes... Fucking
racist, man.
Racist.
No, but come on. His two favorite movies are slave movies and a fucking black buddy cop. Obama can't watch white movies because he's black.
No, but I do understand that with a guy who has, you know, that kind of history, I'm sure when we told him a slave, he would find inspiring.
No, but that's like saying Obama's favorite movie is Friday. He's a fucking stoner.
No, but he's not.
You know?
No,
but that's what it's implying, though.
Dude. Also, by the way, I feel like that list is his favorite recent films because those are all like from the past year or two.
How about the news about the James Bond movie is going to be plus $300 million for a budget?
That's insane.
I wouldn't. That's a bit too much.
I mean, what the fuck are they bathing in a pool of gold or something? Caviar. Like Donald,
they're all having caviar together.
They need to get that to $225 million, which in itself seems ridiculous.
It is. That does sound ridiculous.
But they got to drop that down by $100 million.
Yeah, they if they can get to two, I think they can make a perfect movie with two. Yeah. You have to make $300 million movie.
How big would that movie be? That doesn't.
They got to blow up, like, Kazakhstan or something in the next movie. Yeah. Literally blow
Well, look, the
it
freaking
up.
Transformers movie didn't cost that much to do. So, what were you doing here? Anyways.
Steve Jobs movie apparently is in fucking
That's fun with Christian Bale. I read that.
Oh, I like the exchanges the site posted reveal almost a year's worth of incensed Hollywood hardball, including some Angelina Jolie bashing and some Michael Fassbender penis appreciating. There you go, Will.
Very happy to hear.
What else we got? Fuck, we got to go down the list. I know Javi only has a couple minutes left here. That's like never ending this
shit.
Just Sony's
read
so
it off.
Fucked.
Just read off the headlines or whatever.
Okay, what else we got? Adam Sandler stuff. Gawker sorted through a text file called Sony 2012 comments and learn that people at the studio don't like that they made so many Adam Sandler movies.
That's amazing.
This 2008 Sony has released 6. There's a general blahness to films we produce, complained one employee. Although we managed to produce an innovative film once in a while, The Social Network, Moneyball, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, we continue to be saddled with the mundane, formulaic Adam Sandler films.
Hey, you know what's amazing? Maybe that explains why he went over to Netflix.
Adam Sandler went to Netflix?
Yeah, you didn't hear it? You would love this old school. Netflix is going into original movies. They're doing 5. And guess what? All of them.
That's a fucking mistake.
All of them Adam Sandler movies. Do you know what he said? He said he likes it because Netflix rhymes with wet chicks.
God.
His quote, Adam Sandler. 5
TV shows make sense. TV shows make sense. And original movies, unless there's a theatrical release, is a fucking mistake.
Yeah, I know. We'll see.
You want to hear another one you're going to love? And obviously we didn't bring it on this show because it probably would have got shit on by everybody but me. But there's, with that news, what is it? Crackle. They're producing the sequel to Joe Dirt.
I'll watch it.
Hey, man, if it's on Crackle, fuck, why not? But yeah, that's some fantastic news there, man. That's headlining right there. Fucking Joe Dirt.
Apparently, as well, some of their Venn diagrams that Sony came out with were hilarious. It's like reasons people go see the Smurfs. Blue. Neil Patrick Harris. Buddy comedy. It's like, what?
So what you're saying about Joe Dirt 2 is, yeah, I guess that'll put butts in seats.
Yeah. It'd be funny if it does. It's like the highest grossing movie ever. Makes like $400 billion in ad revenue for Crackle. And you look at me and you're like, I fucking told you so. So at this point, what do you guys, is there any more that can come out that can damage them? Like, are they just fucked at this point? Do you think there's going to be any more big spoilers or at any other movie releases? Apparently, they have like 100 terabytes of shit. They still got to look through.
There's a large amount of people getting fired over this.
What do you think about those racist comments? Do you think the CEO is done?
Yeah. The CEO and that's Amy Pascal, right? Yeah. Yes, she's done for sure. Hands down. I can't picture them. Like, there's no PR department that can save her right now.
Yeah, it's fucking over. All right, so we are running long with this. Any closing thoughts you guys might not mention with the Sony hack?
Since I stepped away for a minute,
go for it.
Was the mention of information about the Ghostbusters reboot mentioned?
Yeah, you want to discuss?
I still fucking hate it. That's all I want to say. But I know there was like casting choices that I guess have been, or people that have committed to it, like Amy Schumer. Which I would be somebody I'd be for, but they also have
Dinklage.
Not who I'm trying to think of the person. I'm just like, why would you have her fucking cat?
Jennifer Lawrence?
Yes.
Emma Stone, Melissa McCarthy, and Lizzie Kaplan.
I know much of a fan Kebo Trick is of Melissa McCarthy, but.
And then the studio's legal department debate on whether or not to sue Bill Murray to make him appear in the film.
Can they do that?
Yes, again.
Do you get a contract?
Why are you going to work with somebody to put – he's not going to want to fucking put any effort
in. No, but you'd be surprised. They do that shit all the time. It's not the first time that they've had to force someone to be in a movie.
Apparently, Bill Murray's like pretty much a dick to work with from what I've heard.
Not for everything.
Well, I think he just chooses I think he just chooses what he wants to do. I don't think he's a dick.
No, like for example, he really – like he was apparently very good in Lost in Translation. So Coppola had an okay time with him.
Apparently he's tough to get in touch with.
Yes.
That's just because he doesn't want to be bothered. Sure. So you have to apparently fax him a script and stuff. Like yeah. He doesn't answer his phone.
Well, do you know how Sophia Coppola got a hang of him? She called Al Pacino because apparently they lived in like the same village and she asked if he could see him and he could tell him what to do.
Imagine you have to get Al Pacino being a running boy to get film pitch to Bill Murray.
So she actually was about to shoot the film first day. And he said he'd be there, but there was still like no confirmation. And, you know, rightfully so, Bill Murray does show up on the set. So it worked out. But like she didn't know until the day of shooting that he would actually be in her movie.
Shit, that's awesome. All right, yeah, we got to move along here. Let's get into the movie review of the week. We got Moses. We got Batman. We have Exodus. Carp, go.
Exodus. long film, but I'm sure it could have been longer since it's about the Ten Commandments and Moses freeing the slaves from Egypt. Christian Bale kept losing his accent during the movie. He'd like his accent would change at parts.
Really? Because yeah. He's usually pretty good for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's when he like started actually screaming and not like with his Batman scream voice. He seemed to
swear to me.
What else? I mean, the set. Wow, like just how big it was and everything was done, and it looked like they used like 100,000 extras for the crossing of the Red Sea part. It was crazy. The opening battle scene had. It went from shaky cam to still fighting back to shaky cam, which was kind of weird. I've never seen that before. Like I've
you know,
seen
I told you, it's this fucking cameraman.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the probably the cameraman on the left had the Parkinson's problem. That I don't know why they keep hiring this guy. He's fucking terrible. He ruined Captain America. He's ruined this movie. They really got to fire this guy.
I mean, I'm finding like with today's bigger budget films, like, the way they can do these Bible-based movies now is a lot bigger. Like Noah, I haven't seen, but heard some good things. I mean, just like it was really well done. They have a guy basically try to explain all the plagues that happened, like why the sea got red, or why the water all got red, like blood, and why all the frogs showed up, and why flies showed up.
Spoiler alert.
If you've read the Bible, there's no spoiler.
You've read the Bible.
And the introduction of Aaron Paul's character. I laughed. I'm not going to say how he's introduced, but it was kind of funny to me because it just seems to fit like him as an actor.
Okay, does he say bitch at all?
No, he doesn't. And they kind of change up the burning bush scenario of when Moses speaks to God. I'm not going to also say why not, just in case you want to see it. All in all, it was all right for a cheapy Tuesday. 2.5 hours was kind of, well.
That's a very expensive budget for a cheapy
Tuesday. Yeah, it's $440 million from what I understand. So you could see the budget. And the crossing of the Red Sea, like how the sea collapses, was actually pretty well done as well. So I guess if you want to catch a decently long Bible flick with some all right action starring Batman and Jesse Pinkman,
God.
Go check it out. For me, though, it's only a 5 out of 10.
Thank you very much, Carp. Let's get into the weekend box office. Break it down. Kebo Trek, actually.
Yeah, I'm here. I can do it.
Oh, hey, Will's here. All right. Break down the numbers for this week, Will.
All right. Okay. So number one, big surprise here is The Hobbit, The Battle of Five Armies. It made $54 million this weekend. What do you guys think?
Here's the thing, though. The total gross is about 90.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Right?
So, can you explain what that is?
The Wednesday and Thursday must have done really well.
Oh, that's what it is.
Really good.
Oh, okay.
The foreign numbers are ridiculous for this.
What are they?
$269 million.
Okay.
Which goes to my argument that foreign people like watching boring movies.
Also,
but people walking.
Still not released.
I guess you can say that The Hobbit walked away with this.
That's awesome.
So what do you think? Old school, does this make you want to watch the movie?
Nope.
Have you watched either of the two first ones?
Nope.
Okay. Apparently this one is just the ending. That's what's good. It's just the climax the whole time.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Okay. And it stars the guy who played Dracula. So that's good too. All right. Number two.
All right, hold on. Before we go recording for that, I'm going to jump off right now.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much, Heavy Set. Enjoy your WrestleCast.
Do you want me to do my plugs or anything right now?
Yeah. Whatever. Do your later. Fucking plugs.
Well, of course, if you've listened to the great episode that we did it was a couple weeks ago. It was supposed to last week. Kayfabe Sports Radio is coming home back to Trending Topics Network. So you can catch us at www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com. And I'm working on all the logistic stuff for the Ohio Wrestling Network. I know you can follow us on Twitter at owrestlingnet. Also find us on Facebook, Ohio Wrestling Network. And I'm still working on a domain that's going to just haven't had time to actually do all the work for it.
So for the one of the listeners, when should they expect the Ohio Wrestling Show? Because I always botch the name. NFL Easy Picks. When is that officially coming to TTN?
We can do this week.
Do it. Upload it.
Okay.
Upload it. Post it. Live it. Love it. Lick it.
Well, then, in that case, it might be posted before this episode gets posted.
You take that, Shia LaBeouf.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Heavy Set, and welcome back to the Trending Topics Network.
In the words of Will, thank you for having me.
cock talk.
All right, Will, go ahead.
Okay, so number two is Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb, and someone correct me, is this the very last time we'll see Robin Williams on the big screen?
I believe so.
Yeah. So this is,
I think he was doing an indie thing, so we're probably...
But not finished,
spots.
I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's also the last time we're going to see a Night at the Museum movie.
Yep.
After the budget and what it made.
Aren't you glad?
Yeah, it's something called Absolutely Anything, which looks like it's animated.
Oh, I see.
That'll be his last thing.
Okay, all right. Well, Night at the Museum will be the last live-action appearance of Robin Williams on the big screen. That didn't incite a lot of people to go watch it. It only grossed $17 million on a budget of...
Speaking of massive flops, number three.
Yeah, but wait, guys, on a budget of $127 million, though. See, number three, which is Annie, did do a little less by $15 million, but it's only $65 million. Okay, only. It's a huge, huge loss for Sony, but not as big as Night at the Museum for Fox.
Do you think the piracy had anything to do with
it? No, I think it never has anything to do.
And this movie's going to make zero on the foreign box office.
Yeah,
it's like zero.
Nobody gives a shit about this. There's no appealing factor. Nobody cares. Nobody asked for it. Nobody wanted it. Okay, number four was number one last week. It's Exodus, Gods and Kings, which only made $8 million, so it's cool. It's a hell of a drop from its $38 million of last week on the budget of $140 million.
Surprising the four numbers are also low on this.
Yeah, well... I was going to say, are mostly Christians here? No, there's a lot of Christians in Europe.
Yeah, everybody loves God, right? I mean, God's a draw.
Is he?
This has only been released in four other countries, foreign wide.
Oh,
though,
I see. Okay.
Which is kind of the downfall. Their big number is South Korea with 11 million.
Well, you see, so you're right, old school. Wait, South Korea with 11 million. That's a lot. That's a lot.
2 million.
That's a lot.
Everybody must have won like eight times. Fucking nuts.
Okay. Number two is a film that I watched and thought wasn't that good. I mean, sorry, number five. When I watched it, it didn't was that good. Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1.
Was it as fantastic, shaky cam, as Hunger Games
Part 1? Oh, it's got lost? No, but it's a dull... They're just in a bunker the whole time. It's really worthless as a film. And it's like, the plot is dumb. Like, the good guys are... the bad guys are just hoping that the public swoons over Joss Hutcherson, which I never would. Anyways, it's got 7 million last week. Well, I'm just saying the total it grosses $289 million, which is fine for its $125 million budget. Go ahead, Kepo.
I think the problem with this movie is because they split it up in two, the first part's basically a filler where all the action's going to happen in the next episode, the final part.
But you say the problem, it's not a problem for them. It seems to be really well for them.
Oh, yeah, they're going to make
cash again.
I mean, who cares about artistic integrity when you can make money?
They don't. Honestly,
Resident Evil.
but careful. Honestly, these guys could not care less about artistic integrity.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's why we're seeing more and more movies split the final.
Watch this. The freaking, what was it, Maze Runner 3-part? It's got
exactly.
Films? Yeah, last things. Exactly. Yeah. Ooh.
Spoiler.
What? Anyways, interesting thing, guys. I was reading an article about things people learned this year in movies. A is to never not underestimate the foreign market. Another one is that those teen movies only work if it's a dystopian film. Because the only movies that worked were Hunger Games, Divergent, to my regret, and Maze Runner, which were all dystopian. The other films didn't work.
Twilight.
Well, it's because teens are depressed.
But you know what?
Twilight's old.
Twilight's old. Was Twilight over before Hunger Games began? I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. We're talking about the new stuff. Like, ever since Twilight came out, people were trying to get that same audience, and they tried with Vampire Academy, they tried with City of Bones, a bunch of garbage like that, Beautiful Creatures, but the only thing that worked so far were dystopian films. Anyways, number six is Wild, 2014, so interesting film. $4 million this week. Number seven is Big Hero 6, a movie that I watched and thought it was not bad. $3 million made, to a total of $190 million, not bad. Number eight is Top 5, which is on the top 10. Okay. It made $3.5 million. And number nine is PK. Interesting. I was at work.
It's PK Subban.
No, I explain. I was at work today, and it was an Indian guy, and they were asking, what are you doing? He's like, well, on Christmas, I'm going to go and watch PK. And they're like, what is that? Is that like the name of an Indian guy? No, it's just the initials, PK. But it's an Indian movie. I felt like just asking him, hey, do they sing in it? But I thought that would be kind of racist, so I just sat in my computer and kept.
Well, it's all like, and the fucking dance around.
Well, it's like Slumdog Millionaire, right? Slumdog Millionaire was the one film where we're like, well, it'll be, it's like kind of Indian, but there'll be no dancing. And it ends with a big dancing number. So
yeah.
And number 10 is Penguins of Madagascar. That $3 million, which total gross is only $64 million, so not kind of weak, very weak actually, for an animated movie. And that's it for the top 10.
Thank you very much, Will. Let's get into upcoming movies for this week. We've got two. First one is The Gambler.
My family has been with this bank since my father-in-law started.
Are you a relation?
This is my son.
No, you can't see the uncanny resemblance, so you're implying she's under duress.
Now what I want is $260,000. In cash.
Is everything okay?
When someone needs that amount of money in cash, nothing's okay.
Birth, education, intelligence.
Just do it.
21.
Talent.
Yeah.
Looks.
Player wins.
I've seen you be $500,000 up.
Keeping up $2.5 million. You got me feeling lucky. I'm putting everything on black.
Red's been coming up all night.
You want me to tell you
$2.5 million?
Maybe I enjoy watching the show.
19 red.
What's wrong with you? You got brain damage?
Rough way to start the week.
Will you take away nothing else from my class? Desiring a thing cannot make you have it.
I want to go to a restaurant.
I need you to leave.
Because I've seen you in your other life?
You owe money. Two places you shouldn't. Why do you want door number three?
It's the only way I'll get out.
I've said goodbye before to people I love.
Now, whatever did happen to Dad? Let's just deal with this gentleman who understand each other, please.
No. I need for us to treat each other like we're not gentlemen and that we're very, very stupid.
What'll they do to you if you don't pay?
Break every bone in my body?
How am I going to get my money, Jim?
I look like a magician.
You must have thought you was magic occasionally.
If I have to pull you into an inappropriate relationship to get you out of your job, I'm ready to go.
So am I. What if I told you that I'm not a gambler?
A real love, a real thing to do every day, and I'd just rather die if I don't get it. I just say that out loud.
If I give you this money and you don't pay me back, there are no rules. Understand the gravity of your situation.
I know what I have to do.
All or nothing, all the money down.
This looks fucking awesome. It reminds me of Rounders a lot, but more of like a general gambling movie. It's a yay for me, Kebo Trek.
Maybe a Netflix rental for me.
A Netflix? Okay, Will.
It sounds interesting, but it would be more like a rental at Videotron.
Okay, DVD rental then. Carp?
Probably a cheapy Tuesday.
Wow, I'm the only one to find a Wahlberg, apparently. All right, let's get into the second movie for this week. It is, what is it?
The Woods?
Unbroken?
Unbroken, I guess.
However dark the night, however dim our hopes.
Inbound 4 o'clock low.
The light will always follow darkness.
Keep going the way you're going, you'll end up as a bum on the street. You train. You fight harder than those other guys, and you win. You can take it, you can make it. You can do this, Lou. You just gotta believe you can. Pop does. Ma does.
Louis, a moment of pain is worth a lifetime of glory.
We're gonna die out here.
We're not dying!
I heard good news and bad news.
Is the Olympic athlete.
Don't look at me.
Hello, mother, father. This is your Louis talking. I am now interned in a Tokyo prisoner of war camp.
I can't say this. What it says about America is not true.
This man must be taught respect. Each prisoner will teach him this lesson.
I could do anything, but I was better than I am.
He says you're not.
If you get me through this, I swear I'll dedicate my whole life to you.
If I can take it, I can make it.
Stay down.
If he drops it, shoot him.
Effective trailer for me. I wouldn't go see it in the theater. So for me, it's going to be a Netflix. And the second question I'm going to ask myself first and ask you guys, Jolie is directing this. Do you think it's going to affect the box office in a really positive manner? Yes or no? And I say yes.
I don't think so.
No, you don't think so. And first of all, yay or nay for you?
Nay for to actually pay money to watch the movies, but I would watch it eventually.
And you don't think Jolie is going to move the box office?
No, because this is a very particular kind of film. It's a war movie. I think it's if someone doesn't like war movies, Jolie will not change that in them.
And Oscar buzz, yes or no?
Yes.
Kebbo Trek, first question, yay or nay?
Like you, the trailer was actually pretty effective for me, so I'm going to go yay.
In the theater?
Maybe, yeah, because I was surprised how much I actually liked the trailer.
Do you think Jolie's name attached to it's going to move the box office?
Not at all.
And Oscar buzz? No. Carp?
Probably Netflix at some point. I'm more of a fan of war action than war drama, yeah. And I think this is just going to be way too long. I mean, it's written by the Coens, directed by Jolie, so that's not going to budge anything numbers-wise to me.
I mean, acting-wise, Jolie is definitely still a draw. Okay. We've seen that in, what was the last movie she was in?
Maleficent.
The Disney movie, Maleficent. I mean, that did fucking great numbers.
And, I mean, her other movie that she directed, In the Land of Blood and Honey, I saw a trailer for it while I was watching a Blu-ray, and I was like, doubtful. It was like super long, drawn-out trailer, and I was like, I went from interested at the beginning of it to not so interested by the end of the trailer, so.
All right, DVDs, nothing. Let's get into hashtag OSATM. Ooh,
first, I just have a question for you. We always say, like, I might catch it on Netflix. Why do we assume it's going to go on Netflix?
Because at the end of the day, all the movies land up going
you
on there.
You say that, but whenever I want to watch a movie on Netflix, it's not there. The other day, I just wanted to watch Tim Burton's Batman movies. Some of the most famous movies of all time. Guess what? Not on Netflix.
At some point, I'm guessing they were on there. The content does get added and removed frequently.
Oh, and by the way, starting January, they're removing all of the Transformers Generation 1 cartoons from Netflix, which is very bizarre.
That sucks. Yeah. All right.
Probably not drawing as many people to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they work on algorithms. And a small pet peeve, I know we're running long here, but if you're a fan of Netflix on Twitter, on Facebook, you see – where they'll announce something, oh, we got this new TV show. And then in the fucking comments, people are like, oh, add this show, add this season. They're not listening to you. You're a fucking retard for posting that because they don't give a shit. And you're flooding comments with fucking stuff that's completely unrelated. You're an idiot. All right, let's get into hashtag OSATM feedback.
You never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
All right, we're going to try to breeze through this here. Long episode. A lot of talk about the Sony hack. Brian from Toons. Daughter made me watch Divergent tonight. Found out I myself am Divergent. Well, not conformist, at least. Anybody see Divergent?
No, it looks like it's the mind-fuck dystopian version of
Twilight.
So, yeah. No.
A double A Andy Anderson. I've never seen a James Bond movie. If I would start watching, he was talking about Concise John. So apparently he hasn't seen a James Bond movie. Double A recommends watching them and would starting with Casino Royale. What do you think about that, Kev?
No, you got to start with. No, don't get me wrong. Casino Royale was a good movie, but if you truly want to really enjoy it and get the all encompassing fact, you got to start with the beginning.
I disagree. Full-heartedly, no, because if you're not used to James Bond, I don't know if you have never heard of James Bond, you haven't heard of like these old movies, because the first thing, if James Bond is essential to the 60s and 70s culture, so that means he hasn't seen those. He would not be ready for it and might turn him off. I would recommend Actually, I would recommend, I really like GoldenEye. I'd recommend that.
How about Into Her Majesty's Secret Service?
Into Her Majesty's Secret Service? Is that what he said?
What's it in Her Majesty's
it's
Secret
in Her Majesty's
Secret Service? It's into. It's into.
Yeah.
And Man with the Golden
Sword. Yeah. Well, look, Majesty.
If he's listening to this, okay, if he's listening to this, it's very, okay, the thing is this, the old films have a lot less action, just because technology. The Pierce Brosnan movies, the Pierce Brosnan Bonds have much more action, and he actually, to me, looks the part big time. The Roger Moores are very corny, and the Timothy Dalton ones are kind of shitty. So stay away from Living Daylights and License to Kill. I recommend.
How about Man with the Golden Sun?
Man with Golden Gun.
Gun.
If you're into midgets, why not? And three nipple. If you're into like multiple nipples, it's fine too. Male nipples. Yeah, go ahead, Kevo.
The problem with the Brosnan movies is they progressively got worse and worse.
Yeah, I agree.
So GoldenEye was a great movie, Tomorrow Never Dies was okay, and then the next two were just absolutely garbage.
Wait, that's not true. No, what's it called? The World Is Not Enough is not bad.
Oh, God. Just having Denise Richards in that ruins the movie.
No, dude, you got it. You know what? For my money, that's the Bond film with the hottest chicks in it.
But the problem is she's playing like a nuclear physicist or something.
And her name is, what's her name? Christmas?
Yeah, Christmas, what? Yeah, something Christmas.
And you know what he says at the end? Old school, this is a spoiler alert. He actually
says. Yeah, I know.
He says, Christmas only comes once a year. But it turns out it's not. Ah, okay.
I thought when they were made fun of it on Robot Chicken, and she like eventually gets frustrated with him, she's like, okay, James, that's enough. We're done. I can't take the Christmas puns anymore.
But anyways, I they're not bad. They're a lot of fun. Casino Royale is very good, though. I actually, you know what? Do yourself a favor. Skip. What's it called there? The one after Casino Royale. What's that one, Kev?
Quantum of
Solace. Oh, that was a terrible
skip that
movie.
Shit. That, you know
I
what?
Think that's generally accepted that that movie was absolute shit.
But I think it's the worst of all Bond movies.
What's actually cool is they might be tying a bit of it into the new Bond, which will
I don't want it. Get rid of it. It's gone. It's like we don't have to ever. It's like Timothy Dalton. He was the just. Get rid of that section of Bond.
There you go.
Yeah. But if you want to watch an older film, though, to kind of appreciate it, I would actually recommend The Spy Who Loved Me. Of all the older Bond films, it's the one that I think has aged the best, simply because it's a lot of fun, and it doesn't... It's the one with the best pace to me. Would you agree, Kebo?
I'm actually a big fan. Well, it's hard to say, because I love Goldfinger. I love Dr. No. It's...
Dr. No's kind of rough, though, for a first viewer.
That's the thing, but you have to go into it. If you go into it expecting a movie, like a present-day movie, you won't enjoy it as much. No. If you go into it expecting, yes, this movie is going to be a 60s movie, I think you'll like it a lot more.
Comes from DRG. Big Hero 6 was a great movie. I'd easily give it a 9 because it's entertaining for adults as much as it is for kids. Will, do you agree?
No, it's more training for kids. The robot's fine, but the part that you have like all these little teenage kids getting superpowers kind of bored me. So sorry about that. I actually gave it I would give it an 8 on 10, not a 9.
Double A Andy Anderson, I think oldmovies.net episode 101 was the best show ever.
Was I in it?
No.
No wonder.
The addition to the most intelligent panel member, Zelda, was the best. That's my hedgehog. Okay. DRG, this one's at you, Carp. A group of white guys can't go to a movie because it stars a lot of black people? Wow. Seriously, wow, Carp.
It was a joke, and obviously people didn't take it as such. And, I mean, there's not much else to say. So it was a joke, and if you didn't catch it as a joke, you can go kindly fuck yourself.
I was very offended by your comment.
I was also
you
offended.
You are the
white
most
Canadian
racist
male.
Person on the planet, Kevin.
I don't know what you're talking about.
As a white Canadian male between 18 and 35, I was extremely offended by that comment.
Yeah. You're all full of shit.
This comes from DRG. And yes, he's spelling it like this. I want the Mountie to read my tweet under hashtag what?
Hashtag OSC.
He is the greatest of all the times. All right.
That's
thank
very
you,
nice.
DRG. Antivigilante, hashtag OSATM. Why have I not seen Birdman yet? No, sounds amazing.
It is.
I don't know. Why have you not seen fucking Birdman yet?
It's amazing.
Go watch Birdman, yeah, cool. Ant Boy. Ant the Vigilante, also on Cerebral Satire. Check that out now on the Trending Topics Network. This is Double A Andy Anderson. Oh, yeah, okay. Because apparently Carp was spelling
America, America. It's it's America.
Well, they say America. I say America.
No, it's a U.
Yeah, you got blasted for that. AA watching hashtag movie Dolphin Tales 2. My kids love it.
Good for him.
Cool. All right. Exodus Gods and Kings was good, but I had to take 2 pee breaks during the movie. Hey, check out Run Pee, bud. You got to make sure you check out the hashtag Run
Pee. Yeah, near the end of it, I'm like, I was waiting for the Red Sea stuff to happen, and I'm like, I got to pee, and they're showing water. This is not cool. And fuck you.
Did you last?
Scott. Yeah, I lasted, but like as soon as the credits hit, that's the worst part.
Fucking
is,
dashing to the
It's Ridley Scott, and like at the end, because Tony like killed himself this year, so it's like to my brother Tony. I'm like, oh, I don't care. Bye.
Like, yeah, pissing. Shut up, pissing.
Fuck you, killed
From Double Kembo Trek, your favorite guy, Double Vamp. Hashtag OSATM episode 101. Can fucking Kembo Trek get his big boy voice finally? His voice cracks more than his mom's lips sucking my dick. Hashtag vamp rules. That's fucking
awesome.
This comes from Heavy Set. Did you hear the episode? Okay, no, because yeah, Adam Pearson is he was in fucking Under the Skin. He's on a bunch of podcasts, and he's fucking like, I know him. That's cool. And he went to apparently went to Scarlett Johansson's birthday party.
What?
Yeah, man, this guy's a fucking massive celeb. At Tween VA, another film choice that's mindfuck in the mouth of madness. Anybody see that?
Yes, it's kind of based on the H.P. Lovecraft stuff. Yeah. So there's 2 movies that came out. It's the same type of scenario. There's 2 type of movies like this that came out the same year. This gets recognized more as the better movie versus the other one, which I can't recall the name right now.
Did anybody see the GIF from the tweet that was posted by DRG for the Keanu Reeves thing?
It's a GIF or just a regular picture?
It's a picture, but it shows like from 1530 on, all these guys that look exactly like Keanu Reeves and how they're saying he's a vampire.
Yeah, I've heard of that before.
They did that for Nicolas Cage too.
Yeah, I remember.
No, but if you look like his 2014 photo, he's a fucking vampire. Thoughts?
No thoughts. Nicolas Cage had the same thing.
Been done.
Yeah, been done with other actors.
All right, DRG. Sony cancels December 25th release of The Interview. Yeah, we talked about that in depth. Can't go any more on that. Add the Vigilante. Great review show, guys. Thought you really need to put some reins on Charlie. Yeah, fuck. She was trying to go like alpha female. Calm down, Charlie. At the Vigilante, at Killer Carpe Diem. You want to beat the Americans at NFL Easy Picks, which is fine, but you need to get past this Brit as well, champ.
Yeah, he's ahead of me right now, but then I responded saying, hey, as long as this American doesn't win at their favorite game, I'm good with that.
Are you still in fourth, Carpe?
I'm in fourth, and I'm 8 points behind, but...
You've been fourth the entire season.
I've been third.
I'm going to win it. I believe in myself. I'm going to fucking win
guys,
it.
I got a question, though. A
lot more to go.
I got a question.
Fourth place.
We call it football. Says he called soccer.
No, we call it soccer. We're Canadian, idiot.
No, dude, it's what?
We don't call it football.
Intelligent people call it North American football. If you'd like to know,
I see.
And then it's European football.
European, yeah. No, well, Europeans don't call it European football.
No, they call it football.
Football.
Hey, wait! At the end of Exodus, European.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good
old dry humor. At the Vigilante, a Heavy Set. Oh, it sucks he's not on to defend himself. At Heavy Set, you listen to books. No wonder you can't fucking read emails. Hashtag teach Heavy to read. Open quote, I'm driving, will be his response. LOL. Yeah, that's awesome.
Pretty good.
All right, close the show. Fuck, hour and a half. Plugs, final thoughts. Carpe, go.
StableWars.com. We are starting the TNA Stable Wars when they move to... Destination America, and as well, I believe we have Ring of Honor Stable Wars coming up soon. Plus Royal Rumble pay-per-view when that comes out, and more games, and just keep coming by and playing, and et cetera, and go Habs, go.
I got one more question for you, Carl. Which is, very, very important.
Is that we're always looking for new members?
Are you looking for new members?
We're looking for new members.
Awesome. Fuck you. Will,
plug. I got something to plug.
Go fuck yourself. Well,
old school.
Yeah.
Remember the guy who really liked Captain America?
Oh, that fucking piece of shit.
No, it turns out that his name is Alex Perpetto, and he actually has been using my name on the internet to mock me.
God. Really?
Yes, he's using my identity on YouTube and saying very mean and homophobic things. So if anybody's insulted by saying I said, yeah, it is not me, I've been actually hacked. So, yeah, just if,
you know you can charge him, eh?
You mean like at the
get the authorities?
Yeah, I know, yeah. I know. I've threatened that, so he's taken down stuff.
Just do it. That's it. That's fucked.
So yeah, it's,
that guy's a fucking douche. Yeah, I'll say it again.
So I'm just saying, if anybody has seen, you know, if anybody's mad at me or whatever, it's not me who's writing any heinous things. That's about it. And you can always check out comicbooksftw.com for all your comic book and cosplay needs.
Cock talk.
Kebo Trek.
I actually have something final to plug. Thoughts. Well, we didn't get to...
You say Resident Evil, I'm hanging up on you. Right?
We didn't get to, obviously, the Sony story took the brunt of the news.
The entire show.
But I would suggest everyone to check out the fan-made Marvel versus DC kind of film trailer. It was a lot of fun to watch, and there were some pretty cool mark-out moments.
Any possibility this ever happens at any point in time in the future ever?
No.
If the WWE taught me anything, it's never say
never. Brother.
Yeah, this is never happening.
You know what? If Disney buys the right to DC.
Seriously, it's possible.
Disney's going to own movies.
Yeah. By the way, Kevo, how was the finale of Arrow?
Awesome. So
I know, it's amazing, guys.
Old school's not up to date, but it was absolutely insane.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
I'm giving you the full one there.
Yeah, but seriously, it's so good. I didn't mind that Ra's al Ghul was not played by Liam Neeson. That's how good it was.
Spoiler alert.
All right, so...
Spoiler.
So for Carp, Kebo Trek, and Will, and Heavy Set, this is Old School. Thank you very much for listening.
Bye.
From the producer, hell-bent on taking all the fun out of your childhood toys, comes the reboot that somehow gets the spirit of the four heroes right, but absolutely nothing else.
We will drain every last ounce of their blood, even if it kills them.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The Turtles are back, and they're scary as shit. Meet these four roided-out nightmare versions of Shrek, with some of the most needlessly complicated backstories of all time, where they were born in the lab of April O'Neil's father, making them April's childhood pets.
They were my childhood pets, and they were named after Italian Renaissance painters.
Who she tries to save in a fire, then immediately dumps them down a sewer for some reason, where they're raised by a mutant rat who quickly learned how to become a ninja from reading a book that someone flushed down the toilet? What? What's wrong with you falling down the sewer like they did in the cartoon? We're dying to see fan favorites like Krang, Casey Jones, Bebop, and Rocksteady. Instead, get ready for April O'Neil, the movie. A film all about her quest to be taken seriously as a journalist.
O'Neil, I get it. You want to be a serious journalist.
While being sexually objectified by her co-worker.
Yeah, that's good.
And the director of the movie.
Yeah, that's good.
And even her own childhood pet.
She's so hot, I can feel my shell tightening.
We can still have adult conversations.
I got a real nice song that's all queued up. It's special, girl.
That's my girl.
Debs.
You know, a turtle's genitals are half the length of their bodies. So, good luck with that, Mikey. William Fichtner is the Shredder. Or at least he was supposed to be, until the nerd rage of 1,000 fanboys changed the studio's mind. Now, it's this random Japanese guy, who we never really see or get to know, in a bunch of painfully obvious reshoots. Together, they'll hatch an evil plan to poison New York City, then sell them a mutagen they created that can cure all disease.
We developed a mutagen capable of stimulating self-repair on a cellular level.
Instead of just selling the cure on the open market, that's gotta be worth something, right? Suit Up for a project that was only produced by Michael Bay, but still has everything you'd expect from a movie he directed. But things going boom. Megan Fox, fart jokes.
Oh, Mikey, was that you?
A big old truck. Shia LaBeoufy.
No.
Gratuitous slow-mo.
You take that, Shia LaBeouf.
Unnecessary camera spins. And tons of product placement.
I got a secret stash of Orange Crush behind the fridge.
There's literally nothing that can break me right now.
all the pizza places in New York City to choose from, and they go with Pizza Hut? You're in New York. You got Ray's, Ray's Original, Famous Ray's, Famous Original Ray's, Ray's Famous World Original, and you go to Pizza Hut? Get out of here. So ride along for a story you've totally seen before.
I'll miss you a turtle soup later.
Cowabunga. Everett.
Heroes in the Half Shell.
With this below-average reboot that's all but ruined the franchise.
Hey, I thought I was pretty cool.
Where'd you come from, kid?
Why are you being so mean? Michelangelo is funny.
But the plot was terrible, and they completely ruined the characters.
You know this is a kid's movie, right? It's not like turtles are better in your day.
They were! Ugh, touche. Can we at least agree the new one needs a mutant warthog and a badass rhino?
Yeah, this sounds cool!
Are you listening, Michael Bay? Starring Leeds, Does Machines, Cool But Crude, A Party Dude, Mr. Miyucky, Whoopee Cushion, Fox News, Fruit Ninja, You've Made a Huge Mistake, and The Iron Throne, Corporate Reboot Cash Grab Turtles. Not for nothing, but we totally called this 2 years ago.
Oh man, the Ninja Turtles are fucked.